Hello and welcome back to the She's Plant-Based podcast. If you're new here, my name is Autumn. I'm a holistic health coach and the creator of At She's Plant-Based. I'm passionate about talking about all things health and wellness. Today, we are going to be talking about the secret to happiness. And my number one tip is gratitude. So we're going to be talking about gratitude this entire episode. I know there's a lot of other things that are linked to happiness, but I really believe in the power of gratitude. If you want to be a happier person, practice gratitude. If you want to manifest your desires, practice gratitude. If you want to feel more alive and present in your life, practice gratitude. If you want to have more love for the people and things in your life, practice gratitude. So I'm super excited to be talking about today's topic, but before I get into today's episode, I've been starting off my solo episodes with some highs and lows. So just going to be sharing some things currently going on in my life. I would say the biggest low right now, which isn't like the biggest deal, is I've just been dealing with some health issues. I'm seeing an acupuncturist. We're focusing on my hormones and other things going on. I've been dealing with like low iron levels and like taking an iron supplement and just taking so many supplements right now, which I typically don't do, but I feel like they've been really helping me and helping out with my issues. Also, I've been dealing with some physical pain. And so really just trying to make my recovery process the best. For those who don't know, I've been in two major car accidents. One was when I was 15. My friend at the time, we were driving out in the desert on a hilly, rocky road, and we were following our parents, and the car in front of us was creating a lot of dust, which was her parents driving. And we couldn't see the road, lost control of the car. We were going down a hill, didn't see that the road curved. We kept going straight, which led us to a large rock, and the car rolled and I went through the windshield. So that was obviously really traumatic. I had to quit my competitive cheerleading. I had to stop all physical activity because my back was destroyed. I was diagnosed with arthritis in my lower back. So that's just been a struggle in my life since I was 15. I'm now 27. It's gotten so much better through diet and practicing yoga, strength training, just doing things to help build my back muscles. But then I was also in another car accident. Again, not my fault. It was in 2019. It was a rainy day. A lady hydroplaned into my car. My car spun out of control. It was the first rainy day of the year, which means the roads are extra slippery because of all of the oil that is produced on the roads from cars and all of that stuff. So the first day of rain is always like the most dangerous to drive on the roads since the water makes it really slippery and wet and everything's kind of moving around. So that caused a lot of issues for me. It tweaked my neck and my upper back and then like reignited my lower back issues. So kind of just like working with that, obviously being mindful of like movement, and I really try not to overdo my body. I've been really prioritizing stretching and acupuncture, cupping, heat, like going to the saunas, ice bath, all that good stuff. So I'm doing a lot of things. So that's why it's like not the biggest deal, but I feel like things are just kind of flaring up right now and it's really uncomfortable. So not that fun, but I would say like generally things have been pretty good. Like life is good. I have no complaints. I'm going to Palm Springs again this weekend, which I'm really excited. We're doing like there's like four couples going. So it's me, my boyfriend, his roommate and his girlfriend, which I love them. We get along with them really well. And we do like a lot of like double dates, which is super fun. And then Alex's best friend and his girlfriend, who I really like. And then this other couple I haven't met yet. So it'll be really fun. I just can't wait to be in the sun and to bake because it's gonna rain again tomorrow and Thursday, I believe. So I'm just like, geez, this rainy weather here, I'm over it. Like, I am over it. It was fun for a bit. It's a gorgeous green color in California right now because all the plants are just coming back, which is really cool to see because obviously we have fire seasons here, and with the previous fires, a lot of the greenery just never really came back. We don't really have a lot of rain, and so I think all this rain has really brought a lot of that lush through, which I'm grateful for. You know, gratitude. We're talking about gratitude today. But I'm over it. Like, I live here for a reason, and that's for sunshine, and that's what I expect. So yeah, we're gonna escape to Palm Springs because it will be really hot this weekend there, and super excited for that. But let's get into today's episode, gratitude. I took the psychology of happiness, and that was my favorite class. So for those who don't know, I have a background in psychology. I earned my BA in psych, which I'm so passionate about. I think brain and behavior is honestly really, really fascinating to me and super interesting. And I kind of want to get back into just like re-educating myself. I feel like, you know, it's been a minute since I've taken like a psych course and I love them. But the one thing, of course there was multiple things that reflect happiness, but like the biggest thing was gratitude. Gratitude is the prerequisite to happiness because cultivating a sense of gratitude has been shown to improve overall well-being, increase life satisfaction, and boost positive emotions. When we are grateful for what we have, we are less likely to take things for granted and more likely to appreciate the good things in our lives. This can help us to feel more fulfilled and content, which can lead to greater happiness. The science behind gratitude and its benefits is well established. Studies have found that people who regularly practice gratitude report higher levels of happiness, optimism, and life satisfaction. They experience less stress, anxiety, and depression. In addition, gratitude has been linked to improved physical health, including better sleep, lower blood pressure, and a strong immune system. When it comes to manifestation, gratitude can be and is a powerful tool. This is because gratitude helps to shift one's focus from what they lack to what they have. When someone is grateful for the good things in their life, they're more likely to attract positive experiences and opportunities. This is because gratitude is a high vibration emotion. And when we are in that state of gratitude, we are aligned with the energy of abundance and positivity. So gratitude is so key and important when trying to call things in. If you cannot appreciate what you have right now, why would you ever appreciate the things you desire? I have noticed the biggest shifts with my manifestations when I focus on gratitude. And I think it's really easy for a lot of us to immediately focus on what we don't have. And when we're in that energy of wanting, we are in the energy of lack, and this can come off as needy. So I just want you to like think about this. Like, when you are so needy and desperate for something, it doesn't work. It does not work. When you're in your flow state and on that like high five, feel good, things are flowing, like things just happen. And you know what I'm talking about. So like, think about the time someone was chasing you and it was coming off as needy and desperate. You were getting the ick. And then one day they stop contacting you. They stop texting you. They stop, you know, asking you what you're up to. And then you're like, well, wait, like, where did they go? Why did they stop? Why did they stop contacting me? Like, why aren't they into me anymore? And, you know, maybe you even contact them. So it's kind of like that similar concept for everything in your life. I want you to begin to switch the focus to what you have and all the abundance and greatness you have in your life. I think a gratitude dump is something that's really fun. So I try to at least once a week, I'll write around 50 things I'm grateful for. And I know that this can seem like a lot and you'll definitely feel a little stuck and block in the beginning, but really allow yourself to be in that gratitude flow state. And if you feel like you have a hard time connecting to the things that you're grateful for, which I feel like when I talk about gratitude with a lot of my clients, they say this, I want you to like visualize it as well. Like as you're writing these things down, don't just write down like, I'm grateful for the sun, I'm grateful for nature, I'm grateful for, you know, your list of things and just doing it because you feel like you have to. Tap into that experience. And when you write down the thing that you're grateful for, I want you to really like visualize what that is and why it brings so much joy and bliss and happiness into your life. How does this thing make you feel? This will allow yourself to feel more connected to the abundance in your life. So make this a really like present experience. Be a part of this experience and you'll really feel all of the great results from practicing gratitude. There is so much abundance in your life, and with doing an exercise like this, it'll really help open up your eyes. It'll help open up your eyes to the abundance that is in your life. And when you begin to do this, it will shift everything for you. You will attract more in your life when you recognize what you have and you feel grateful for it. Part of this process isn't just thinking like, oh, I'm gonna write down my gratitude list and do nice things because I want more good things happening in my life. And I've heard a few people say that. And if your intention behind this is to just get more things, then I recommend reevaluating your intention behind it because you won't get the outcome and the results that you want. Don't like drop the expectations, drop the expectation of the return. Again, like when you're doing this, like, oh, I'm gonna expect to get this and get that. You're again putting out that needy and desperate energy. Instead, really take the moment to be fully present and to be truly grateful for all that you have. Feel the gratitude for the roof over your head. You have access to clean water and fresh food. You have two legs that allow you to explore and move. Your heart beats every day. Be grateful for the most basic things you overlook. And something that I like to do when I will do like my appreciation dump, the gratitude dump, I will write down things that I'm like wanting to manifest. So I will write down as if I already have that. Like I'm grateful for, you know, the car that I want, and I'll be specific of what that car is. I'm grateful for X amount of money I'm making each month. And I act as if this is already happening and I tap into that energy. So this will be really, really helpful if you're trying to manifest things into your life. You can also write down things that you want to call in, that you want to see in your reality. So this will also help create a positive impact on your brain. Studies have found that practicing gratitude can activate the brain's reward center, leading to feelings of pleasure and satisfaction. It can also increase levels of dopamine, serotonin, which are neurotransmitters that are associated with feelings of happiness and well-being. So, practicing gratitude can also help you feel less stressed and less anxious by activating the brain's relaxation response, which can lower cortisol levels and decrease feelings of tension and anxiety. Can also improve sleep quality and boost the immune system, leading to better physical health. So when you think in a new way, you also open up new neural pathways. This is impactful because it can lead to improved cognitive function and greater resilience in the face of challenges. Neural pathways are formed when neurons in the brain communicate with one another through electrical and chemical signals, and they are responsible for everything from basic bodily functions like breathing and heart rate to more complex processes like memory and learning. When you engage in new activities or learn new information, you create new neural pathways in the brain. This is because the brain is constantly changing and adapting in response to new experiences. A concept which you may be familiar with is neuroplasticity. By creating new neural pathways, you strengthen existing connections between neurons and forge new ones, leading to improved cognitive function and greater capacity for learning and growing. So, there's so many benefits to gratitude, how it can help with manifestation, how it can help mentally, physically, emotionally. It really can impact so many things in your life. And the cool thing is, all of this is free. Gratitude is free. And that is a choice that you have to begin to make within yourself. I went to a gratitude and food dinner. And at the end, we had to share who is someone we are grateful for that we don't tell enough. And I thought that this was a really interesting question because we're typically like asked, like, what are you grateful for and why? Or who are you grateful for and why? But who is someone that you are grateful for that you don't tell enough? And this is called interpersonal gratitude. It is the gratitude towards others. It is a feeling of appreciation and thankfulness for the actions, kindness, or positive impact that someone else had on your life. And in that moment, it was a really big reminder to me that there's certain people in my life that I take for granted. I don't express to them how they make me feel or how grateful I am to have them in my life. And it really just got me thinking. And that was honestly a really hard question for me to answer because I feel like generally, like, I'm a pretty like loving person towards my friends, and I'm always telling people that, you know, I love them and I'm grateful for them. So it was really hard for me to really think about who it is. And I find that specifically with my family, like, I have a, not like a difficult time, but like I almost take them for granted because your family's blood and they're always going to be there. And I forget to tell certain family members that I'm grateful for them and how much they mean to me. So we like went around in a circle and I was like the second to last person to go because it took me some time to really figure out who that person is. And multiple people came up, but I ended up just sharing one. But I think that's a really interesting practice to kind of just like sit and reflect on. And in that moment, it really reminded me how important it is to be open and expressive to the people in our lives. I know that we say this a lot. It's like we're not promised tomorrow, but truly we're not promised tomorrow, and we don't know the outcome of like the rest of our day and what could happen tomorrow. Anything can happen in the blink of an eye. So it's always important to share how certain people make you feel. And this will really just help you strengthen relationships and be a more compassionate person. It'll help open up your heart, which will help really expand your mind. So I know I've gone over a ton of reasons why gratitude is so important, and impactful. But I think the biggest takeaway from this is it really makes you a happier, healthier person. I practice gratitude every single morning, whether that's writing down 3 things I'm grateful for and why. If I don't have my journal in front of me, I will mentally go over those things. And now that I've gotten in the habit of doing that, it's just a really great practice. Whenever I'm feeling down, it really, really helps me to think about all the good things going on in my life, that I am living a life that I've always wanted to live, and I do have incredible people in my life, and I'm living in a place that I've always wanted to live in. And so a lot of it is perspective. I'm all about, like, you know, feeling the feels and holding space for those feelings, and like that's totally valid, but sometimes we do need a little bit of a perspective shift. And I think gratitude is one of those impactful things that can help really shift your mindset. And you can even do this with other people. You know, like last night, Alex was kind of having a rough night, and I just sat there with him. I was like, well, what are 3 things you're grateful for and why? And so in that moment, it really allows you to think in a different way, which is so helpful and impactful. But that is it for today's episode, another mini short episode all about gratitude, which is something that I deeply deeply am passionate about, and I believe that everyone should be practicing gratitude because we have so much to be grateful for, even for the smallest thing. So if you enjoy this episode, feel free to post this on your stories, share this with a friend. It really helps. And feel free to DM me if you have any comments or wanted to share anything that you thought that was interesting in today's episode. And I will go ahead and talk to you next Tuesday.